Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the only source of all the incarnations. Balaram is better recognized as his second body. Balaram is considered as the first physical expansion of Lord Shri Krishna. He is the most powerful source of the whole religious world and the real religious master. Our speaker, His Grace Atul Krishna Prabhuji, will give us insight on Shri Balaram Tattva, his Prakatya, and other transcendental pastimes of him. Shriman Atul Krishna Prabhuji came in contact with ISKCON after receiving a bachelor's degree in science from the University of Mumbai. For nearly 20 years, he has been providing his services in ISKCON. He is currently president of ISKCON Karwar, Karnataka, and also holds seminars on mind control, post-death life, successful teaching skills and concentration and memory power in various colleges and companies. In India, Prabhuji takes seminars in Goa, Mumbai, Mangalore, Bangalore and Vrindavan, and also in abroad such as Kenya, Uganda, Zambia and Malawi. So let's hear nectarian pastimes of Lord Shri Balaram from His Grace Atul Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminati Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna. Balaram Ji has played a very important role in the pastimes described in Mahabharata. Now, this Mahabharata is a very vast scripture. It is said that on this earth, we have only 100,000 verses available for us, which we call as Mahabharata. But Mahabharata is not just 100,000 verses. Actually, in Mahabharata, there are 6 million verses spoken at different places by different sages, and on this planet Earth we have only about 100,000 verses which forms Mahabharata, and in that Lord Balaramji has played very important role in many of the pastimes. Balaramji was very affectionate to both Kauravas and Pandavas, or to say Duryodhan was his favorite, because he was his disciple, Duryodhan learned from Balaramji. So that was the reason that when the war of Kurukshetra, the battle of Kurukshetra was fought, at that time Balaramji did not participate, because he didn't want to side any of the brothers. Both were brothers. If you would have fought from Duryodhan's side, thinking that Duryodhan is my disciple, very favorite, then he would have to fight against Krishna, which was not possible for Balaramji. And if he would have fought from the side of Yudhishthir, then it would be that he has to fight against his own disciple, Duryodhan. So considering all that, Balaramji thought, let me go on a pilgrimage. Actually, during the battle, not only Balaramji, but Vidur also went on a pilgrimage. But Balaramji chose to go on a pilgrimage out of his own sweet will and wither, was a kind of forced to go on a pilgrimage. What had happened was that just before the war, Duryodhan threw out Vidura. He said, "This Vidura, he is a spy of our enemy, Pandavas. Throw him out." And Vidura was devastated. Vidura didn't know what to do. He had given his life for Hastinapur. And here is a time where he's been asked that you are a thief, you are a spy, you just get out from here. So he took it as Krishna's mercy. He took it as arrangement of the Lord, thinking that now is the time for me to visit various places, because being a minister, throughout my life I couldn't go. I was so busy. So now it is made arrangement. Sometimes in our life, when we face difficulties, we should understand that these difficulties are the gift of life or arrangement of God for us to become serious, for us to experience higher taste. And that is the reason sometimes when these trouble come, we should think that these is arrangement of God, take it very lightly and just try to depend, increase your dependence on Krishna. This is what a devotee does when he is facing the miseries. So Vidura, he also went on pilgrimage. So Balramji went on a pilgrimage, and while on pilgrimage, he came to a place called Naimisharanya, where many sages were sitting. And Romaharshan Sut, great sage, he was narrating Puranas. So he was sitting on a Vyasasana, the place, a high place. He had a high seat, and others were just listening. And when Balramji entered, all of them got up except Romaharshan Sut. All of them saw Balramji entering. So it is a custom, or not only a custom, it is a rule that when a great personality enters, so everyone should get up to offer respect to him. So Balramji, as soon as he entered, everyone got up except Romaharshan. And Balramji did not like it. Balramji killed him just by taking a blade of grass, which is very astonishing. How can you kill a person just by a blade of grass? But this is to show that Krishna can do anything. Balramji can do anything. It is not very astonishing. He can do so many wonderful things. What is the problem in killing a person? He can kill without even a blade of grass. So Balramji killed him not because he felt hurt that he didn't get up, because he didn't follow the etiquettes. The person who's a leader, if he doesn't follow the etiquette, what is he going to explain to others, or how is he going to inspire others to follow etiquettes? At the same time, Balramji also asked all the sages present, they said, "You have killed him, we were hearing Puranas, how will we hear?" So Balram said, "Do you think I've done something wrong? Okay, I will make him alive again." And they said, no, you cannot do anything wrong. Whatever you have done is correct. But we are asking, how will we hear the Bhagavatam? How will we hear the Puranas? And then Balramji said, "The father lives by his son. So bring his son. I will empower him. He will speak Puranas." So then the Suta Goswami, whom we hear in the scriptures many places, Suta Goswami said Suta Uvacha. So that Suta Goswami started narrating the Puranas. So this is how Balramji, and he went to various places on a pilgrimage. And then here the war was going on. Balramji, even before the war, has played very, very important role in Mahabharata. Like when Krishna was to get married, after they moved out of Braja, so Krishna was to get married, and Rukmini sent a letter, you can say a love letter. Generally, we are not supposed to read the love letter, but here Shukdev Goswami has published it in Bhagavatam for generations to read. Because this love letter is not an ordinary love letter. This love letter is the path of progress in bhakti, starting from hearing till achieving Krishna. So that is why this love letter is very instructive letter for devotees. So love letter was received by Krishna. In that, Rukmini had said that if you don't come, I will commit suicide. I will not let Shishupal touch me. And then this, when he heard this, when he read this, so Krishna, because he loves his devotees, Krishna cannot tolerate any miseries for his pure devotees. So when Krishna heard this, he immediately was ready and he rushed to save Rukmini. Balaramji came to know that Krishna has gone there. Why has he gone? He's gone to marry. And he understood that there will be a lot of fight because Shishupal and others are just waiting. So Balaramji went with the army. So then when there's a famous incident which we know about, how Rukmini Devi was kidnapped by Krishna. Rukmini Devi had written everything in the letter that on the day of marriage I will go to the temple, and then from the temple after worshipping, when I come out, you can kidnap me. And that is what happened. Rukmini Devi came in a chariot to the temple. She went into the temple. She worshipped. And then when she came out, she didn't take the chariot. She started walking. And then as she was walking, she was trying to look for Krishna. So she was trying to see. And all the other kings, they were waiting there in their chariots. Because they had come thinking that if Krishna will come there, we will defeat him. We will protect Rukmini. And then Krishna was there and Rukmini was trying to look for Krishna. And as soon as Rukmini was trying, so the other kings, when they saw the beauty of Rukmini, they had never seen Rukmini's beauty. So they were astonished just to see the beauty, and then they just fell unconscious. Such was the beauty of Rukmini. She is goddess of fortune. So she was so beautiful that they all fell unconscious. And taking advantage of that situation, Krishna kidnapped her. Took her on her chariot, on his chariot, and then he went away. And as soon as he went, then everyone came to their senses, what happened? And then they started running behind Krishna, rushing, okay, late, wait, wait, we are going to kill him. And as they were rushing, Krishna was going ahead, Balaramji came in between the army. And Balaram stopped all the kings there. And he told Krishna to go. Krishna was going. But only Rukmi, he followed Krishna. Somehow he had taken a vow that if I cannot bring my sister, Rukmi is brother of Rukmini. So if I cannot bring my sister back, I will not come back here. And then he followed Krishna. And then he reached and Krishna, he challenged Krishna. And Krishna had to fight. So he was fighting. And at last, and he was about to kill Rukmi with his sword. When Rukmini said, please, he is my brother, spare his life. And then Krishna, just to insult him, disfigured him. Balaramji came and he saw Rukmini in this position and he thought that Rukmini will not be happy seeing her brother like that. So Balaramji started chastising Krishna. Don't you know? You're not supposed to do these kind of things. You're not supposed to insult the relatives. He is a relative. Why are you doing this? And then he thought, oh, I'm chastising Krishna, but he has not done anything wrong. So then he went to Rukmini and he said, see, you should also understand that Rukmi is not supposed to behave like this, etc. So he was trying to pacify both. He was taking both the sides. Sometimes he was speaking to Rukmini or sometimes to Krishna. So Balaramji controlled the situation. And that's how he helped in kidnapping of Rukmini. In Mahabharata, Balaramji, he was teacher to Duryodhan, and that is why he had a lot of affection. So he thought, my sister Subhadra can marry Duryodhan, he was thinking that is very nice. Krishna, when he heard, he wanted Subhadra to marry Arjuna. So this was the time when Arjuna was, for 1 year, he was staying in the forest as a mendicant. So when he came to Dwarika, he came to Prabhashetra, or Dwarika. So he met Krishna there. And Krishna told that you be with us, you stay with us, because he was looking like a sannyasi. He had grown up the beard, hair, because he was just staying in the forest. So he said, you stay as a sannyasi in our house. And then he told Balaramji, see, there is a sannyasi here. And this is sometime he's going to stay here. So what do you think? Balaramji said, yes, yes, he should stay. And let Subhadra take care of him. And that is what Krishna wanted, that Subhadra should take care. And then Subhadra was taking care. He was not a sannyasi, he was Arjuna. So obviously, a time came where Krishna said to Arjuna, now you have to kidnap Subhadra. And he gave his own chariot, and then he gave the plan, and then Arjuna took away Subhadra. So when it happened, all the people there, all the Yaduvanshis, they were so angry. They all came together. There was a meeting and they all came together and they were shouting that, we will teach a lesson to these people. What do they think? They have become so powerful. How can they take away? How can they kidnap our daughter, our sister? We will show them. So this was going on. And everyone was there. Balaramji was there. Krishna also was there. But Krishna was not speaking. So Balaramji was looking that everyone is speaking. Come on, we are ready with our army. Let's attack. And then Krishna was silent. So Balaramji asked Krishna, why are you not speaking? So then he told everyone, please keep quiet, please keep quiet. Let Krishna speak. We'll hear from Krishna. So then he said, Krishna, okay, you speak. So then Krishna told everyone, Kisi, we are all disturbed, which is right, we should be. But then understand who has taken our sister. It is not an ordinary person. Arjuna, who is the topmost warrior on this planet Earth. So it is not a shame for us. It is a matter of pride that we are getting connected to such a dynasty. So at that time he explained various things. He also said, see, Arjuna is very powerful. If we fight with him, if we suppose go and agree to the marriage proposal, then we will be glorified. But if we fight with him, and suppose we lose, he is very powerful, we may lose. And if we lose, then what will be our reputation? So it is better that we go and accept the marriage proposal. So everyone agreed. Yes, yes, yes. What Krishna says is right. Krishna is expert in everything. Also talking. When he talks, he is so expert that the people hearing him gets convinced very fast. So he convinced everyone. And that's how Subhadra got married. So like this, so many examples are there where Balaramji participated in various leela, even in killing of Rukmi. Later, actually at that time when Krishna was about to kill Rukmi, Rukmini stopped and Balaramji also chastised. But later, at a time when Aniruddha was getting married. So at that time, Balaramji himself, he killed Rukmi, because Rukmi was insulting. Actually, they were playing and Balaramji was losing, but at a time later, Balaramji started winning. But Rukmi was cheating and Rukmi was saying, no, no, you have lost, you have lost. So one time Balaramji tolerated, but when he did it another time, Balaramji couldn't tolerate. And then he killed Rukmi right there in front of everyone. So, Balaramji, also when Duryodhan was being killed, Duryodhan and Bhim were fighting, Balaramji came there. That was the last fight, final fight of Kurukshetra battle. So, Balaramji came there. So, both were fighting very nicely. Balaramji was very happy. But when Bhima, he, under the instructions of Krishna, he started hitting Duryodhan below the waist, which is not allowed. At that time, he was very angry, Balaramji. He was so angry that he wanted to kill Bhima. But then Krishna explained that Bhima is on the right side. So then Balaramji was pacified. So in this way, various places, wherever Krishna went, Balaramji was with Krishna all the time. So in Mahabharata, in such a way, all the time Balaramji participated. Even later, when Samba is son of Krishna, so he wanted to marry Lakshmana, Duryodhana's daughter. So at that time, he just went and he kidnapped Lakshmana and he was running. So all the Kauravas tried to stop him and they stopped him and arrested him. So Balramji went and Balramji said, it's okay, whatever it is, now release him. So they were not listening. They had become so puffed up of their powers that they didn't. So at that time, Balramji was so angry that he took his plow and then he started pulling the entire city of Hastinapur towards Yamuna. He said, I will drown the entire city. And seeing that, everyone was scared and then they came and they paid obeisances, they begged forgiveness. And at that time, Balramji became pacified. So you see, all these pastimes which we hear of Balramji is to inform us that Balramji is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Same God. But he comes as a servant. It is only by Balramji's mercy that we can achieve Krishna. Because Balramji is Adi Guru. So as Adi Guru, he instructs us in the path of devotion service. And the first instruction he gives us is to serve. Only mission is to please Krishna. The service attitude which Balramji displays is the attitude that we all should follow. That his existence is just to serve Krishna. That is his existence, that is his mission, life's mission. So let us all learn from Balramji that our life's mission should also be just to serve Krishna. And that is the real mission of human life. It is said that now that you have got the human life, it is not, you are not supposed to eat, drink and be merry. What you are supposed to do with this human life is inquire into the Brahman, athato brahma jigyasa. Inquire into the absolute truth. Inquire who you are. Inquire why am I suffering. Inquire what is my destination. These are the real inquiries. Do not just inquire about eating, drinking. That even birds do it every day. You see the birds coming out, chirping, and then what are they doing? They're just trying to find the food. Even the animals do the same thing. As humans, rise above the mentality of the birds, the mentality of the animals, and act as human. And what can be done? How a human can act? The first thing is that he should inquire about the Brahman, the absolute truth. With that inquiry begins the devotional path. And that help, the mercy to progress is provided by spiritual master. So the path of bhakti or a path of perfection for the human life is explained by Balramji. The path of perfection is that we approach a spiritual master. We take directions from him and then we follow it strictly. And once we do that, we will develop the determination to dedicate our life for real success. And the real success, please understand, is not just to achieve something in this world, but to achieve something not of this world, which is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in all the scriptures, it is mentioned that the success of human life is to achieve God or self-realization. So let us vow by learning from Balramji that we will all utilize this very, very rare, important human life in achieving self-realization. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.